but I passed the breath test. This is McDaniel Reynolds with the Reynolds Defense Firm, and we specialize in one thing. We represent good people facing DUI charges. While you know that it's illegal to drive with a .08 or greater blood alcohol content, not everyone knows that you could be arrested in Oregon for an alcohol DUI even if you blow well under a .08. This is a pretty loose standard, and it's a way that many of the good people we represent find themselves needing our help when they thought they were doing everything right. The Reynolds Defense Firm. We're solid, we're here if you need us, and we are very good at what we do.
Back to the Bald-Faced Truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
Bill Walton. They only made, God only made one, Bill Walton. Came on this show a number of times over the years. I miss the guy. I know you do as well. You know, Bill Walton, we play his clips routinely and we reach back into the annals of his interviews on this show. And I can remember asking him once upon a time, about his, relationship with great coaches like John Wooden and Dr. Jack Ramsey.
And John Wooden, one of the six Hall of Fame coaches that I played for, Jack Ramsey's in that same group. John Wooden said it best, because the media used to get on Wooden a lot. They say, come on, Wooden. You know, you talk about being a fair coach. You talk about, you know, being someone who's measured and disciplined. Yet you have all these different rules. You know, you let Kareem, you let Sidney, you let all these guys do whatever they want, and you make all the rules for the other guys. And the coach looked back, and Wooden did, look back at the media guy. He said, hey, I don't have a double standard. I have 12 standards, a standard for everybody on this team. And that's the way that Jack Ramsey was. I mean, he knew. See, I played for all these legendary coaches, and Ramsey was just right there, just so magic, so perfect. But knowing the pulse of the team, knowing when to dial it back, when to ramp it up, when to get the guys to that zone, because everything is about the game. When you're on a great team, the practices are much, much shorter. And you're just always focused on the game and the preparation. When you're on a terrible team, and I've been on terrible teams, but when you're on a terrible team, the practices are endless because the coach is always talking and they're trying to explain things that nobody understands and just a nightmare. But Ramsey was so absolutely perfect. And his dream, his vision for how to put the team together, just unparalleled, John.
That's Bill Walton. Of course, you know that. His personal collection currently up for auction on huntauctions.com. Hunt Auctions does a great job with their sports memorabilia in particular. Dave Hunt, who is the president, is joining us now from their headquarters. How are you? You got to hear Bill Walton's voice there, man. We sure missed that guy over here.
Yeah, it's really an honor. I mean, any time in the 30-plus years we've been involved in this industry, we get to work with players or their families of such a legacy. It really is an honor. That's really the best way to put it. And we just like to be involved. And if we're going to do it, sort of our mantra is to do it only one way, which I would have thought Bill, and as you were just mentioning about Coach Wooden, would only do it that way, the right way, and make sure that people can enjoy not only the items, but really learn a bit more about the player and their life and how they lived it and do some good as well.
I'm, you know, just perusing the auction, looking at sort of the breadth of memorabilia that is here. Can we dive into that? Like, when you go to put together an auction that is sort of the Walton collection, where do you begin, and how, you know, how do you decide what the scope of it's going to be?
That's a good question. You know, with anybody's collection, it's not easy to do it because obviously a lot of different eras in anybody's career. Whatever team you played for. But in the case of Bill, not only did he obviously still one of the greatest collegiate players, and some say the greatest collegiate player in history, but then, you know, his tenure in the NBA, and then really interestingly, almost a second career, if you will, as a broadcaster and humanitarian as well. So there's so many different aspects of it that we try to not get overwhelmed by the process and just sort of make sure there's something for everybody. Try to tell a story. That's usually what we really begin with. Is it's almost like writing a book in a way, where we're taking these objects and trying to present the pieces that are most appropriate that the fans will enjoy, and also at the same time tell the story of how that individual not only, you know, played in their career, but then lived their life as well.
You know, we see a lot of memorabilia that's out there, and I think what makes this special is, you know, you talk about Bill Walton as a broadcaster and a player, he becomes this cult figure as well, and there's just a following and a recognition of who he was, just to, you know, not just to sports fans, but for people beyond that, and his connection with the Grateful Dead. And so what I love in looking through the auction is just kind of seeing all the little unique pieces. Can you talk a little bit about a couple of them? I mean, I see the 77 championship ring is part of the collection.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. I mean, we, again, with Bill, there's so many diverse articles, and his tenure is really the greatest fan in the history of the Grateful Dead. So there's everything in there from, you're correct, championship rings, like when he was with Portland, of course, in 77, Boston, again, his NBA 50th ring, and both of his NCAA championship rings with UCLA. And, of course, there's game-used jerseys and things that are very significant in value. Many of these pieces we're talking about are tens of thousands of dollars. But what's really important to us and the family as well is to have something for everybody. So there are many, many, many more items that are $150, $400, $300. It could be fun things like the Grateful Dead t-shirts that Bill wore to so many different concerts, or some of his credentials as a broadcaster, including some of the NBA finals that he was so blessed to broadcast and that we all were blessed to enjoy hearing him do so. So, you know, I think, again, we try to find a breadth of items that covers all types of different portions of his career, but also in price points so everybody can participate.
We're talking to Dave Hunt. He's the president of Hunt Auctions. Before I get too far in the weeds here, can you give us a little bit of history of how you guys got in this business?
Yeah, this is our 36th year in doing this, and we've been partners with baseball, the All-Star Game for 22 years, with Louisville Sluggers Museum for 24 years, the NFL at the Super Bowl for 20-some-odd years. So we've done it for a few minutes. And really, our hallmark has always been working with the leagues or players or teams in a way that many others in our field have not. We've been just completely blessed to work with players from Babe Ruth's family to Joe DiMaggio's family, Ted Williams' family, Gale Sayers, and a resident of your area, Bill Russell, the iconic Bill Russell, which was one of the greatest honors of our career to work with him several years ago in a similar project. And our belief has always been, as I mentioned, let's do this in a way that's befitting of the legacy of the particular player and their family, make sure that fans get access to the best and most unique and authentic pieces, and also tie in some charitable aspects as well, which is just always good to sort of put a bundle on and do something that we would think is befitting of that player's legacy.
There's so much in this space, and, you know, I grew up a sports memorabilia collector. I have, you know, I'm familiar with some of the auction houses, and I'm also familiar with some of those that don't do it right, you know, and I think, you know, you deserve some credit here, Dave, for being one of these auction houses that, you know, the families of Babe Ruth and the families of Bill Walton come to you and say, hey, we trust you. How do you navigate an industry where you see fraud and you see bad experiences and you see others, and I love having you on and some of the others that do it right, because I think it provides an opportunity for us to kind of educate the public on, hey, when you're looking at auction houses, here's what you should be looking for in a reputable one. So what do you tell people when they come to you and say, hey, I don't know where to start in this business? How do you tell a reputable auction house from one that maybe you should steer clear of?
Yeah, we really appreciate that, first of all, and we've worked very, very hard at retaining that. It's not easy. It really isn't in an industry that has grown by, gosh, I don't even know how many multiples over the years we've done it. That leads to higher dollar values, which leads, unfortunately, to higher incidences of fraud. So it's almost like staying one step ahead of those folks that are trying to do, you know, sort of the bad actors, if you will, in our industry. And look, as far as, you know, selecting an auction house or a dealer or an expert to work with, I think it's actually, people sort of sometimes get lost in trying to figure out the items themselves when they're not necessarily experts. And really, it should be them researching on who they're going to deal with and who they should trust. And that's sort of what we build our foundation on, you know, working with institutions that are infallible, some of the biggest sports leagues in the world, if not, frankly, the biggest sports leagues in the world, players, their families, and showing a long, long, long tenured reputation of how to handle things. Because look, many of these things are, some objects are worth quite a bit of money that just shouldn't be sold, frankly, in our opinion. So we just don't do it. We don't advise the players and their families to do it. And I think that that portfolio that we've been able to build over all these years has developed into really an ironclad trust within our industry, as far as, you know, people can look to our items and look to enjoy them and decide what they want to bid on and how much they want to spend, rather than worrying about, well, should we be dealing with this company or not? Because the whole point of this is to be enjoyable. Even if it's an investment, it's still a fun investment. And that's something we're extremely proud of. But it is not easy. You are correct. It's something we have to always be diligent about. And since day one, and I mean day one in the 90s when we started, which is really making me feel old, we have guaranteed every single thing we sell, period, as to how we described it. So that's something that not many firms did for many, many years while we were in this. More have started to in recent years, but we're very proud of the fact we've always been on that side of it.
Can you speak to the sports memorabilia, sort of the genre of auctioning and sports memorabilia? I mean, I do think during the pandemic, we saw a huge uptick in people pulling out their baseball cards, their football cards, getting things graded. You saw some of the grading and grading companies had huge backlogs, and it really made me happy to see the renewed interest in that. But what has happened in the auction space in your world as it pertains to sports memorabilia particularly?
Yeah, we saw, I mean, for unfortunate reasons, obviously, of course, with the pandemic, but we saw that that almost returned to nostalgia that drove that the graded card market and finding things in people's attics. And it affected us, too. People were looking to go back to times that they enjoyed in a more simplistic way, and that tends to blend well with what we do. So from that standpoint, and I mean that standpoint alone, not the pandemic again, it changed our industry and sent prices enormously higher. Now, since a lot of that has died down and at least that part of the world has settled down, it has leveled out a bit, but leveled out still at levels and pricing, you know, elements that were way higher than they were before. So listen, we're not really surprised. I mean, we've watched this for three decades plus, and we've always felt that this is a better investment than a lot of the major markets and other entities. And we've been correct. I mean, there are things that we sold, you know, 15, 20 years ago for $300,000-$400,000, and now we're contacting those clients and brokering them privately for $3 and $4 million. Pretty good return. And that's not on everything, of course, but I will say there's an awful lot of parts of our market that have seen that type of growth.
Do you have a sense of the bidders in your auctions? I'm sure you have people who are there because, hey, this is an investment. It may be a group of people. It may be a group of investors coming together that are looking to buy something, sit on it for a couple years, resell it, make a profit, versus maybe the casual collector who's just happy to have a piece of memorabilia that is associated with Bill Walton.
Yeah, the answer is yes to all of it. I mean, we definitely have advanced collectors, certainly the biggest, you know, in the world, frankly, of all types of levels. But especially with an auction like Bill Walton's, this is really the type of sale that we enjoy because you get so many people that are not collectors. They're first-time participants, or they may have watched a game or been a part of maybe a family member being Bill Walton's biggest fan, and they just want to have something to have it be, you know, take it back to a time where they enjoyed. Maybe that's the start of a collection for them. But yeah, clearly in a case like Bill Walton's collection, you're going to see a wide variety of bidders. You're going to see people that are hardcore collectors trying to buy things from the very most primary source for a player, of course. And then you're going to have just casual fans. They're going to want to get involved and have something to remind them of one of the greatest players in that franchise's history, for sure.
I am looking online, huntauctions.com, if you want to see the Bill Walton collection. But I'm looking online, and I see sort of the first 283 items up for auction, and then some internet-only lots that are there as well. Can you help us understand what, you know, what people are seeing when they get online right now? 553 total lots.
Yeah, we kind of do it in two approaches, two tranches, if you will. The first one is a live online auction where you can bid live interactively. So it's just as if you're standing in an auction room bidding. And those include, of course, a lot of the major pieces and some, you know, some moderate level items as well. And then that same evening on June 12th, it culminates with another 300 some odd lots that close in an online only fashion. So you can bid interactively. There's a timed ending for each one. So it really gives people a lot of fun a lot of different ways to participate. Of course, you do have to register in advance of the auction, but it's a really simplistic process. And once again, there's so many items under $1,000, under a few hundred dollars for people to participate. Cost nothing to bid. If you don't win, you had some fun and got to experience the industry.
We are talking to Dave Hunt, huntauctions.com, if you'd like to check out the auction lot. All right, before I let you go, anything in the Walton collection that, you know, you see this stuff all the time. What jumps off the page at you?
Yeah, you know, it's funny you ask. All these player collections we've been so blessed to work with, there's always a couple of items that just hit me in a different way. It's not usually the rings or the jerseys, sort of the more standardized items. And with Bill, boy, you can pick them. There's so many unique pieces. But I gotta go to the TP. I mean, what player collection have you ever seen, or for me, for that matter, that includes an authentic TP that Bill had erected in his backyard at his San Diego home, hosted players for years like Yao Ming and other dignitaries, and it screams Bill Walton, unique, you know, fun, and just with a love of life that is not seen by many players, and it's been really a blessing to work with his family and hear all the kind words from bidders and fans that are interested, that are, you know, they're bidding and there's a business process, but they really do love him. You can tell he was just a beloved figure, and that usually translates into the results as well.
Yeah, I love that. He talked about the TP on this show. All right, Dave Hunt, you do a great job. You know, I am eager to see where this stuff ends up. I know a portion of it's going to charity, as Bill's family has dictated, and can't imagine that there's a better home for this stuff. So thank you for sharing some of your time with us and making an appearance here.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
All right. There he is from Hunt Auctions. Steven, I want you to take a look at the auction lots for Bill Walton, huntauctions.com. 553 auction items. It's like everything from, you know, his high school yearbook to, you know, he mentioned the teepee. Hunt Auctions president mentioned the teepee to his 73, you know, NCAA championship ring to, his Player of the Week award at UCLA to, just all these little quirky items to some Grateful Dead items that, are tie-dyed and albums. And you could just see his taste and his interest reflected in all of this.
Yeah, I'm going to go check this out, and hopefully, you know what, you can lend me some money, borrow some money. I'll buy some of these cool items, put them in the studio, you know, have some decorations, have the teepee right next to me while we're doing the show. That'd be great.
But, not everything is over-the-top expensive. Like, some of these items are, like, $30, $50, you know, and so, of course, who knows where they're going to end up, but I think it's just kind of cool to see it, and I wanted to get the auction house on the show, and I think they were a little taken aback that Sports Radio Show wanted to interview them about the auction. And they were like, oh, no, here's the link to the auction. Here's the information. I'm like, no, I actually want to talk to the president of the company. And they're like, okay, if you want to talk to him, he'll come on. So I appreciate the president making some time for us there. But really cool stuff, like his Blazers warm-up jacket. That currently the high bid's $55.
That's a good one right there.
It's good, but here's my thing. The pre-bidding on the live auction is open till June 11th. So there's a couple months here. These prices are probably going to go much, much higher, right? They will. That's the job of the auction house. But I think if nothing else, as a Blazer fan or a Bill Walton fan, you would enjoy going there and kind of looking through what they have on the website, because it just kind of captures sort of the breadth of his career and his persona. Leave it here. You got the bald-faced truth.